This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Scott Everett and I'm from Birmingham and I'm doing a plumbing course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Scott Everett from Birmingham, who is doing his plumbing training with ATL in Worcestershire. Hi Scott, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Scott, before we start with the actual interview, I know you have been doing your plumbing course for 4 weeks. Could you just update what progress you have made since you started the course?
Well, since I was last on the radio, I've done an extra 2 weeks away, which involves seal pipe work, and we're about to fit a cold water system, storage system.
How would you assess the progress you have made from week one, when you actually came into the centre for the first time? And now I just saw that you were testing some pipes you have already done. I mean, that seemed to me as a huge progress.
Oh, yeah. I mean, before I started this course, I had no general knowledge of plumbing. But since being away, I can plastic pipes and copper pipe work and solder them together and pressure test them like you've seen me do.
I'm just interested to know, what were the things, or what career did you have before you decided to pursue the plumbing one?
Warehouse work.
Warehouse work. Yeah. And did you do any plumbing work before that?
No, not at all.
And how did you decide to pursue a plumbing career?
Well, my ultimate aim is to go to Australia, and that's an advantage of getting into the country, is by being a skilled, qualified person. So that's why I chose Train for Trade Skills.
And I would imagine with CIT and Guild's recognised qualification,
that helps you get in, yeah.
How are you finding your practical training in centre?
It's great. I really enjoy it.
What are the things you have been doing so far?
Done a bathroom, steel pipe work, threading them, joining them together, fitting radiators, you know, quite a bit.
It sounds like a vast amount of experience for you.
Oh, yeah.
And what are the things you have most enjoyed doing in centre?
The bathroom was really good. You know, obviously you finish your article with it all working good, so that was a highlight.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, how are you managing to combine your everyday life with your studying commitments?
It is hard, but you know, you have to shut yourself away, and you've got the work in front of you, you've got to go on with it.
I mean, how are you finding studying from home and coming to do your practical training here? Do you have any tips perhaps for existing students? Or
make as many notes as possible.
As many notes as possible.
Yeah. just highlight different sections, make it stand out for when you come on your practical. It's all there.
Well, that's a very good selective studying tip for us. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. And Scott, what do you think of the tutors here in ATL's practical centre?
Very, very good.
Do they explain things in a way that people with no experience or little experience would understand?
Oh, yeah. Because, like I say, I've never done nothing like this before. And as you saw, I can fit in stuff together, and they take time to go around each person and show them individually as well as group.
Well, I can tell you that I was very impressed seeing this plumbing system that you were testing a few moments earlier, and I can congratulate you on that. What is the big plan for you after you finish and become qualified? You already mentioned that you will be going to Australia and using your CIT and Guild's recognised qualification worldwide. But what's the big plan for you?
Australia, and then set up my own business over there. And yeah, that's my ultimate aim.
I'm sure you will achieve your ultimate aim after you finish your course and become qualified. But till then, we wish you best of luck, and thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.